Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Be Unique Radio's Manifest Monday with Mary Brotherton. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Eastern, Mary and her guests share manifest success stories and tips for how you can learn to create the life you've always wanted. Jillian Harris is with us the second Monday of each month. The conscious cougar herself and our generous sponsor will join the show. You don't want to miss Jillian's dynamic personality and manifesting knowledge. Now grab a pen and paper for Mary's phone number, then just call her with your questions about manifesting and the law of attraction. Here's that number, area code 516-418-5651. Don't be shy.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Don't be shy.
The day's not the day to be shy.
Well, you know, that's a hard one for you people like you and me anyway.
Being shy. I could do it once in a while.
I don't know if I would consider it shy or reticent.
No, I get shy. Bless you.
Really?
Everything. Yes.
Okay.
It's not a very frequent thing, though, and it's less and less frequent the older I get.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever been shy, but then again, yeah, I don't know. I'm a middle child.
Oh, middle child.
So being shy didn't pay in a family of eight.
Yes.
Eight children plus parents. So you couldn't afford to be shy. You'd miss out on something good.
Yeah, that's 10 people. You got to speak up.
Yep. I do have one brother who was shy.
Right.
And I watched him
Look what happened to him. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want that.
Right. Oh, my God. Well, it's so nice to hear you this morning, and I'm on time. Look at that. What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to everybody about everything. What?
We're going to talk about how you manifested Stargate Adventure. You turned it into this amazing academy.
It's in the midst of its manifestation. Yes, it is an amazing academy. And really, though, I would say how to manifest, because this has been my lifelong thing, to be sure that I was able to manifest communication with my loved ones once they were on the other side. That's what I really want to talk about. Yeah.
Well, let's open up the channels and go.
Yeah. Let's talk about it. So anybody who listens to us regularly knows that this was motivated, inspired by my dad passing. So there were lots of things that were happening for me and with me, like my dad is just so not dead. So we were communicating and there were just tons of things and I decided to write the book. I've talked about the book before here, haven't I? I don't know.
You have talked about it before you finished it.
Okay, yeah. So wrote this book, which is amazing, called My Sweetly Haunted Life, How to Use Your Natural Medium Ability to Reconnect with Loved Ones on the Other Side. And I'm just constantly joking about it. That's the longest freaking subtitle in subtitle history. But actually, it's not. I've actually encountered a few words longer. So I'm happy to not be the longest, but it's a long one. And I just needed to say exactly precisely what's in the book. And so it's completely thoroughly about that, about how to use your natural medium ability to reconnect with your loved ones who are now on the other side. So I mean all that, like, literally. And then you might be going, well, no, but I don't have any medium abilities. I'm just normal. Normal has medium abilities.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, and I've been getting asked some pretty good questions like, you know, and then at first, well, we'll get to the questions because they're kind of good. Like when you ask a question, you know, to go to communicate with your loved one, because some people are having the success at being able to do that, but then one of the recent questions I got was, are the answers that you're getting in real time, or is that just energy that has been, you know, that's just out there, an expression that happened, and now that's what you're getting? Because your loved one passed away like a year or two or three or four or 10 ago. So is this real time?
That's interesting. And mm-hmm. I don't know that I have the definitive answer, but I have an answer.
Okay, tell me yours. I got one too.
I think it might be actually both.
Uh-huh.
But
oh, interesting.
Everybody who listens probably knows by now that I say I'm not a psychic. I'm definitely claircognizant. I'm clairsalient. I'm clairaudient. But I'm not clairvoyant in the fact that I can't go, you know, somebody can't come to me and say, Mary, can you reach my father for me? And I'm sure, Jillian, hold on a minute. Let me just get into your energy. Your dad says hello, you know. And I can't tell you what kind of shirt he's wearing or what he used to do, but I do receive messages. And immediately after my mother died,
mm-hmm.
I know that she was in the process of actually crossing over. I mean, I'm talking hours after she died, and then for days after she died. She would wake me up every morning at 4 o'clock and I'd go make a cup of tea and I'd sit and just be with her so that she could
right.
feel comfortable enough to move over. But then one morning she woke me with screaming my sister, Jane Marie, like if she was furious.
Right.
And I got out of bed. I didn't bother to make the tea. I went and sat down in the chair that my mother knew that I'd be in.
Right.
And I said, Mama, if you want to haunt Jane, go to her house. Don't come here.
Uh-huh.
My mother never said a word to me after that for about 7 years.
Oh.
And so I said, okay, Mama, I don't want you to be angry with me. I would love to hear from you again.
Uh-huh.
But I just wanted you to know, Jane's always wanting to hear from the other side. Go wake her
right.
up. And
right.
So my mother started coming back, talking about shy. My mother was never shy in real life, but
right.
she was almost shy to come back. And I think it's because I scolded her.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't mean to. I just
right.
was so startled by
right.
the angry in her voice.
Oh, there's angry in there.
Yes. So since then, she has come back and she speaks to me about current affairs, my books and what I'm doing and how proud she is of me.
Right.
But there have been times when, like my father, he crossed over more than 40 years ago, had to stop and do
yeah.
the math real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So his energy comes to me kind of like, almost like he's standing at the, you know how somebody stands and leans in a doorway?
Yeah.
They're not really interested in coming into the room, but they want to see what's going on.
Right.
That's the energy I get from my father.
Okay.
Like he's watching from a distance, but he doesn't really know how to speak to me in this time frame.
I love all that. Can I back you up for a second?
Please do.
And I mean, roll you backwards for a moment and go back to where you said you're claircognizant, clairsentient, clairsalient. And those things are indications that you are a medium. And what happens is, and we all are, And so the whole thing is to figure out what kind of medium, what kind of, how is it being expressed in you? And one of the ways that it's being expressed to you is through mental mediumship, which is where you would get your claircognizance and your clairsentience and your clairsalience.
Yep.
And so when we figure out what kind of medium we are, then we stop looking for things that aren't natural for us. And actually,
yes,
we can do all of it, but we need to work on some things. And the thing to work on first is the one that comes to you easiest. And so, like, I know for me, you know, I've seen things. I've seen apparitions. I've seen folks from the other side form in front of me. I see my dad a couple of different times. I've, with my eyeballs open, I've been able to see him as he's communicating with me, but not every time. And well, when I go to look for him and to, you know, have that conversation, like, Dad, let's do that again, and I can't do it, and it has frustrated me. And then when I turned it off, you know, to stop, you know, stop trying to do that, then all of a sudden I am flooded with what I am familiar with, which is feeling, emotion. And this emotion and the energy of that emotion, I'm now able to read it. And I get, oh, my God, that's my dad, and he's expressing this, that, and the other thing. And that's what we have going on right now. Clairsentience is my strongest thing. So that means I'm not only a mental medium, but an emotional medium at the same time, an emotional intuit as well as medium, because the intuit part is a part of being a medium. It's the intuit is just simply reading the energy, but the medium part is actually being able to read energy from a person who's on the other side. So they work together hand in hand. But
they do.
So what I
and,
just
you know,
wanted to say, yeah, you are a medium.
Go ahead.
Missy.
I want to tell you. Well, did I tell you about Metatron a couple of months back?
No.
I had a cluster headache that sent me to the emergency room.
Oh, God.
And it was rough. But and they told me to, you know, be prepared and to be careful that I could have another one at any time in the next couple of weeks. So I just said, okay, well, I'm gonna chill out. I'm gonna not push myself at all.
Right.
So, and if anybody's ever had a migraine headache, a cluster headache is like a migraine on steroids.
Yeah.
But this one, I felt more bruised afterwards than I do from a regular migraine. But
right.
I would sit. The only way I would be comfortable was in the recliner. Lying down hurt, sitting up hurt. So I would recline. I'd cover my eyes with a sleep mask, and I'd put in some real soft frequency music, so Fragio frequencies, in my earbuds because I didn't want any exterior noises.
Right.
And while I was doing that, maybe the second or third day of doing this, I started having visions. It was like watching somebody's vacation slideshow, but they weren't explaining the pictures. You know, here we are at the
Disneyland.
The Grand Canyon. Oh, look, there's somebody down there kayaking. No, it was just like boom, 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 boom. These visions would flash over my eyes. And I remember taking the mask off my eyes and looking to orient myself, and I still saw the visions.
Right.
So I closed my eyes again, put the mask back on because it felt better in the darkness.
Right.
And so I said, okay, I don't know what's going on here, but can somebody answer me and tell me what's happening to me?
Right.
And all of a sudden, I saw these triangles, like geometric shapes, just flashing down out of my ceiling. They were just like boom, 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 like somebody shooting darts almost.
Right.
And they were in black and white. And I'm like,
interesting.
Okay. And I know that Metatron is in charge of sacred geometry. Is that you, Metatron? Then all of a sudden I saw the same symbol and they flashed in yellow and not yellow, green and magenta. And I know those are Metatron's colors. So I'm like,
really? That's interesting. I didn't know that. They're also the colors of the
those
story,
are his
AKA
colors.
The
Yeah. Pink and green or magenta and green, you know, the dark, that kind of hot pink color.
I totally know that. So I was just joking that it's also the color of the sorority, a.k.a., but go ahead.
Well, you know, there could be something to that. But anyway, when I saw that, I said, Metatron, is that you? And then all of a sudden, I was transported. Now, this was totally, this was where the claircognizance comes in.
Okay.
I was in a six-sided room in Tuscany, Italy.
Wow.
I've never been to any part of Italy in my life.
Have you ever been in a six-sided room?
Nope.
Right.
But I knew that's where I was.
Right.
I knew I was in Italy. There was no doubt in my mind. And that was the way that Metatron was communicating with me at that moment, you know, telling me, yeah, this is me. I'm here. You know, we're hanging out in Italy.
Right.
You like my new room kind of thing. And so
yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. So what's with all these images? And he said, where I could hear in my mind, well,
right.
They're not for you. They're not for me. Well, what am I supposed to do with them?
Right.
And he was like, I want you to use your AI and turn them into physical images and print them out. And then I want you to put your artistic touch to them because they're going to mean something to people. And I said, oh, I was like, oh, Mr. Cotter, oh.
Right.
am I going to be a psychic now?
Right.
And he just laughed this belly laugh. He said, no, Mary, that's not for you. That's for other people.
Huh.
And I'm like, well, okay.
Right.
So I started taking these images. I have little notebooks all over my house because I never know when he's going to give me an image.
Right.
It'll just pop into my head, and it's usually four or five images, like the slideshow. And I write down what I see. And then
right.
when I have a chance, I go to AI, my AI, and
yes.
I write in what I see, and it creates options. And
okay.
I take those options and I choose the one that I think fits most closely with what I saw.
Okay.
And then I've been getting them printed out on the 8x8 square canvases.
Okay.
And when I get them back from the printer, then I look at them and I'm like, okay, well, this one, you know, like I have a sacred cow. And
yeah.
I actually put earrings through the canvas into this sacred cow.
Wow.
And then another one I just drizzled paint over it. Sometimes, depending on the image, like if they're wearing glasses, I may paint them with gold rims or white rims or yellow or whatever color strikes me as what I need to do.
Okay.
And then I let the paint dry, and a couple of days later, I'll take them and I'll look at them, and all of a sudden, I have the words. And yesterday, we had Metafest, our seventh Metafest, and I took all my images from Metatron, and I put them out on the table, and I took my books, and I was, you know, doing my thing. And this person came over and was looking at them. Excuse me. I said, how much do you charge? So I, $25. Okay,
right.
I want this one. And I said, why? Can you tell me why you want that one? He said, well, I just, and this was not one of the Metatron images. This was something I had painted years before, but then Metatron gave me a message for the back of it.
Right.
And the image was just, it was an abstract painting that I had named Tsunami because it reminded me of emotionals, you know, like an emotional
right.
tsunami. And Metatron had told me to write on the back, don't get swept under by the tsunami of your emotions. Don't forget to come up for air.
Right.
So when I read that, because I said, did you read the back? No, I didn't read the back yet. I didn't know there was something on the back. I said, oh, yeah,
right.
There's a message from the angels on here for you. So I read that, and
right.
This person said, oh, my gosh. I thought it was pretty, and I knew exactly where I wanted to hang it in my bedroom. But
right.
now I don't know. I might keep it on a stand so I can read the back, because that
right.
is so appropriate for me.
Wow.
So, you know, these gifts from the universe come in
mm-hmm.
all kinds of ways. We just
yes.
have to be open to them.
Yes. Yes. And then I think also to realize that we're just like, you know, you were saying you are not a medium. And, you know, being a medium does not mean that you're ready to take appointments and meet people's Aunt Helens and all that stuff. And
yes.
it just means you have the ability. And to be perfectly honest, I'm now teaching mediumship and, I was about to mix myself up, but, you know, I'm teaching intention as well. And then a bunch of other stuff, but my live classes are intention and mediumship. And I'm finding that both of those require us to get very familiar with our core self first. Like, oh, yay, it's going to be so exciting. And even for a person who comes up and they've had a ton of intuitive and mediumistic experiences that are just so 1,000% clear. So they just, you know, they're just random though. And so they want to know how can they do this more at will. And there are loved ones that they'd like to really talk to. And since they're clear that they have this ability, but it just comes up so randomly, how can they do it, you know, all at once? Well, so it's exciting to, you know, go into a course and know that you're going to be able to sharpen your skills and stuff. But what I find is that people are, some are a little disappointed that it can't be like bada boom, bada bing, give me part A, part B, part C, and can we put that together in a 20-minute, you know, cool lesson and then let me just go. but instead, it's the first step, which I didn't even write about this in my book because I didn't really get that yet. I'm like, well, I knew myself as a spirit being so well already. It just went over my head that just like a, it's so interesting. It's so obvious that I just didn't see it to write about it. And but that's the very first thing that we have to do is to get very clear and familiar with ourselves as the spirit beings that we are, the energy beings that we are, to be able to relate to ourselves from that place, to know ourselves intimately from that place. And I don't mean anything scandalous in that way. I just mean to really, really understand your energy field and that is where you really, really are, not your physical body. And to actually be able, there's a meditation, the second class of the mediumship course I take is 4 weeks, week on Wednesday. And what folks get to do then is to move from it's a meditation that is not just about stillness, which we got into last week and they're practicing over the week, but by themselves, just to get into stillness, just to feel your own energy field, to do certain kinds of breathing that helps to magnify certain sensations in your energy field and then get familiar with that. And the thing is, once you get familiar with yourself energetically, then you are more sensitive to when another entity comes into your space, and to be able to read that and to be able to read what it means. And then just to get to know oneself in that way. So in this next course, though, they get to separate from their physical body and do some astral projection consciously. And that's one of the meditations will lead them that direction. But this is all part of really, really getting to know yourself as a spirit being, which we have forgotten. Like the split second we hit this physical incarnation, we just totally immersed into the solidness of life here and forgot about the spiritness that we are, you know?
It's easy to forget. Because the physicality of being human is so pervasive and prevailing.
Yeah. Yeah. Mesmerizing. It's, there's another word I'm trying to get, but it just totally captures you.
It's fun.
I mean, it is a big thing. You want to pay attention, you know what I mean? But we're paying so much attention that we've forgotten the other part that we need to pay attention to as well.
Yeah.
We call that just like an interesting thing to chat about, maybe. Oh, you know, I have this intuitive blah, blah moment. But really, that's your core, yo. That's your...
We have to have a balance.
Yeah. Yes.
And if we can balance our physical life with our spiritual life, then our time on earth is so much more fun.
Oh, my gosh. Fun and richer. Because I want to say that when you begin to open yourself up that way and communicate that way and just be alive and breathing from your spiritual core, it affects so many things in your day-to-day physical life. I mean, your life lessons blossom at that point.
Oh,
and
absolutely. And,
yeah.
And also bringing it back to manifesting, it helps if you're aligned and balanced with your spirit and your physical. I mean, there are things we want physically, but then we bring our spirituality to the front and say, I know that I have this energy and I vibrate on this level of Lamborghini, you know, whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
I can't imagine
totally.
A Lamborghini. I do not want, I'm telling the universe right now, do not send me a Lamborghini. I can't
get either
in or out.
Oh, that's funnier. But that's not why I don't want one. I don't actually like them. I was just saying to myself, universe, don't send me one of those. I don't really like them.
Well, but I think about it, though. Go ahead and send me one. I'll trade it in on a nice SUV that I can climb in
there
and out of.
There you go. Range
so
Rover.
If you want to send me a Lamborghini, please, don't hesitate.
Yes, exactly. We'll get the new line Range Rover. In fact, we get for a Lamborghini, we get probably two Range Rovers. So
that would be nice. I don't need
exactly.
to. I can only drive one at the time.
You do need to. You need to give me the other one. It's all good.
We can make that happen. I'll drive to Colorado, and you can drive out there, and we can meet halfway. How about that?
That's a plan. I got it. You're a witness here. Everybody all heard she's going to give me a Range Rover. But
I'll tow it behind mine, and then once I get to, you know, Colorado or wherever we decide, we might stop off.
Yeah.
Vegas is a little too close to you. We got to get in the middle somewhere.
Right.
Idaho, maybe.
Right.
Right.
Idaho, yes.
I think actually Kansas. Kansas is the middle of the United States, if I'm not mistaken.
It might be the middle. I have to take a look. I'm not looking right now.
Well, I know that there's a city in Kansas called Center, and I believe it is the center of the United States.
Okay.
Or as close to geographically as possible. But I want to say, you have an appointment coming up soon. I promise to let you go early. So.
Yes.
Anything else you want to say before we hang up today?
I'm trying, but you keep talking about Kansas.
I know.
No,
I'm quiet.
I'm set up and just let you go in and talk about Kansas, damn it. But, there's a few things that I still want to discuss. Thank you very, very much. And so basically, I'm realizing as I do this, that for one, there are a lot of people who are not ready to do that. It sounds interesting and all that stuff, and it just might be maybe too soon. Like I have learned some transitions or deaths, as some people call them, are just too freaking big, and it may take time. And then the other thing I want to say is when you go into actually study your mediumship ability and being able to make skill out of it so that you're really more able to at will communicate with your loved ones, I would recommend anyway, communicating with folks who passed away a long time ago, passed away that you're not actively grieving. That's what I'm trying to say. Because the emotion is just like too intense and stuff. But I've got stuff. You can read my book, which is My Sweetly Haunted Life, and you can find that on Amazon. It's in a few different forms, Kindle, paperback, and audio. The audio is only 5 hours long, so that's a really cool way to go. I read the audio, and or I tell the story via audio. And then the other thing is the class. And the class is, I have classes that are pre-recorded, but the intention course and the mediumship course, those are live. And I only take 20 students per course, and it's a four-week course. Right now, I'm only doing Pacific Standard Time focus, you know, but I, in October, will open that up so that there's the 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Right now, the only course is 7 p.m. And actually, you can't get into the September courses anyway, because once the first one starts, it's that group of people for the whole month. And that's how we're doing it. So
okay.
One course a month, and 4 weeks isn't enough. I'm learning that, too. I know that already. And so that's why there's a mediumship one, mediumship two, and I'm feeling there's going to be a mediumship three. But the work is really – the idea that I'm moving from is to give you enough that you can concentrate on your own. And I want the courses, the classes, to be small enough that everybody gets the opportunity to speak if they need to speak, to, you know, ask questions if they want to ask questions, and it's small enough to be intimate enough that we can actually be comfortable and make the advances that we need to make in this journey. So StargateAdventure.com is the website to the school, the Metaphysical Academy. And you can also get there, though, easy. If you can't remember StargateAdventure.com, then just go to Jillian Harris Worldwide. And remember that Jillian is a G. Jillian Harris Worldwide. I almost went political there with my last name, but I'm not going to. .com. And so that also I have learned I've got something right there in the first page on the homepage of the Jillian Harris Worldwide website. We click it, and you will be at Stargate Adventure immediately.
Awesome.
So that's my story. Thank you for letting me share. And it has been quite an adventure in terms of manifesting, but it's still a job manifesting. I need to get the word out. I need to make this something that people can find and do. And I want to create a community of people who are like-minded and can support each other in this. And I'm really excited about that. I have visions of it. All my students are going to be eligible to go on off-roading retreats with me for free. And so I'm like, it's just a beautiful thing in the making right now.
That is awesome. And you know what else is awesome?
What?
Our friend Leslie, who's always listening and lurking in the background, did
the
work for us. And she found out that South Dakota is the center, the geographic center of the United States.
Got it. That's awesome. Okay, well, now what you got to do is figure out what's the exact center between where Mary is and where I am. And then you really have done the work right. Is it the Grand Friggin' Canyon? It's probably not.
whatever is in South Dakota, there's got to be something in South Dakota that we can use.
I've never been to South Dakota. Yeah.
Neither have I.
I wouldn't mind picking up my brand spanking new Range Rover in South Dakota.
Yep, well, when the time comes, we'll figure it out.
Yes, we will.
I'm excited.
Oh, my gosh.
What color do you want?
I think I hadn't thought about that. I'll take a white one.
Okay.
Because they stay cleaner looking
okay.
Longer.
Sounds good to me.
Right.
Might as well get two white ones while we're at it. Make it easy on the universe.
They'll both stay cleaner looking longer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Jillian, and thank you, Leslie, for sending us that little tidbit of information. See, we manifested that by having Leslie send us the information because we wanted to know, but we couldn't look it up while we were busy talking.
Right. Exactly.
People think I'm awesome. I'm nuts when I say I manifest everything I want, but I do.
Absolutely.
It comes to me.
Right. And that's the beautiful part.
All right. I don't want you late for your appointment.
Okay. Yes.
Love you. And we will talk again next month.
I'll work it out. All right. Beautiful.
Bye.
Everybody have a great day.
Bye. Don't forget StargateAdventure.com or go to Amazon for her book.
Yeah. My Sweetly Haunted Life.
Awesome. 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 Bye.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Be Unique Radio's Manifest Monday show with Mary Brotherton. Come back every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern for more guidance on creating your ideal life. If you have questions about manifesting your happiness, email manifestmondayshow@gmail.com and Mary will respond on a future episode. Remember, friends, the fastest way to manifest your dreams is to speak them into existence in positive present terms and to always remain grateful. See you next time.